Now I can start with the quick presentation about SimTrace 2, which is an incremental update of SimTrace 1. And before presenting SimTrace 2, I'll briefly explain what SimTrace 1 is for two purposes. Not everyone might be familiar with SimTrace. And also, once you know where SimTrace comes from, you'll understand why there's a SimTrace 2. So as you can see here, SimTrace is this small board here on the right. And it sits between the phone and the SIM card. So the idea is that instead of the SIM card, you just insert a cable, which is then coupled to this microcontroller. And the real SIM card is in this SimTrace hardware. And the purpose is to sniff the communication between the phone and the SIM card. This is why it's called SimTrace. So the origin of it was the first board was designed in 2011. And this was the very beginning of Osmocom was quite fresh. And the purpose of Osmocom was to have open source software to look at GSM. So on one side, when you have a handset, you have communication to the base station. So the two first part were having an open source software for the base station and having an open source baseband so you can actually see what is going over the air. But when you have a handset, there is a third component in which you have in your hand, which is the SIM card. And we wanted to also have open source software to actually look at the traffic between the phone and the SIM card and know what is really happening. This is where we looked around, and there were not too many solutions. The first one which was existing was called RebelSIM, and Harald wrote a small software for it, so it's quite inexpensive. But because of the hardware design, it was very limited. For old phones, it worked stable enough, but that soon, and as there is a bit higher baud rate, it didn't work anymore. And the problem is that between this and this, there's not much of a solution. So the other end is solution from Comprime, which are several thousand or several $10,000 of dollars, and they can really analyze the traffic, but they can do a lot more things. So this is really done for compliance testing and used by the operators. But it is very expensive, it is not open source, so we decided to create our own solution. So SIM communication is not very hard. This is defined in this standard ISO 7816. And it is used by almost every smart card which has a chip inside it. And there are not a lot of contacts, but the most important one are here I/O, input-output, so this is half duplex, and here clock, C3 clock. Clock tells you that this is a synchronous protocol, and then this line tells you that this is a half duplex protocol. It is very similar to UART, which is a very well-known technology, and every microcontroller can speak it. So what we just used, or the first hack, because in Osmocom everything starts with a hack and then develops in something more mature, was to take a microcontroller which was capable of speaking this protocol. And Harald had some experience with the 1891 SAM7S, which was, if you write the register correctly, you could not only speak to the SIM card, but you could also sniff the communication. So you just had to tap the wires and it was able to pass all the data. And he already had some software, which he used for another project, OpenBCD, and he modified it slightly so we can trace the communication. On my side, I was interested in SIM cards, so I designed this SimTrace board, and I'm not an electronic engineer. So this was my very first board, and it worked, so it's okay. It's not too much of a magic. But this was 6 years ago. And this is how it works in the end. The solution worked. It was rather good, even in higher baud rate. It worked quite okay, not perfectly, but quite okay. And the advantage of SimTrace was that you could actually use Wireshark to decode it. So there's a Wireshark decoder which just gets the data and passes it. So to really see the communication between the SIM card and the phone, you can actually do this, and with that, mission accomplished. We also designed SimTrace to be a bit more capable. So the idea, the hardware is capable to do more. The idea is to sniff the communication, that was our main task. But the hardware itself can be used for reading the cards, for emulating a SIM card, for doing man in the middle, and for firewall, but this never happened. I finished graduating, I got a full-time job, I had not a lot of time, so all of these things never got implemented, And there is an alternative firmware actually for man-in-the-middle called SimTraceLab. I didn't try it too much, so I can't comment on it. But there is at least something. But else, nothing didn't really happen. So there was 6 years of inactivity, and there were some issues with SimTrace, but no one to work on it. There were also not a lot of submissions. So somehow the hardware itself is completely open source. So the firmware is open source, but also the hardware is open source. So anyone can build it, get the fabrication files, send it to a manufacturer, and then just build it. And Harald did also that to ease the process to not having to build itself. So he built batches of SimTrace and then sells it to the Sysmocom shop. And surprisingly, over the 6 years, there was still interest in SimTrace. So he's still able to sell SimTrace a couple of months, a couple of weeks. So there's really a lot of interest in that. Sadly, there's not a lot of feedback. So lots of people are buying it and using it, but we don't get a lot of fixes. And by then, I quit my full-time job. I started freelancing. I had a bit of free time. And Harald said that, well, we have a bit of funding because we sold a lot of SimTracers. So how about we update SimTrace and correct the fixes, implement all the features we wanted to implement. And one of the most annoying issues was that six years ago, the communication between the phone and the SIM card wasn't really fast. So SimTrace was coping quite well. With newer phones, the communication is a bit fast, and the old SimTrace loses bytes and cannot keep track correctly. So this one of the most important things we had to fix. And so I started working on it. And instead of fixing the old software, since we wanted to implement a lot of new features, we decided to upgrade it. And the reason is that the old CPU, the 71S, was end of life since a couple of years. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to rewrite or to correct a lot of the firmware for hardware. You don't know if a couple of years you are still able to get it. So what we did is simply replace the microcontroller with a SAM 7S, and this is completely pin compatible. So you can reuse the board, remove the chip, the old chip, put the new chip in, and there you have SimTrace 2. The problem with that is that this chip has a completely different architecture. It uses an ARM Cortex M3, so we couldn't reuse the code. We wrote it from scratch, and we fixed the issues which were there. But the issue now is that everyone which has SimTrace 1 hardware cannot use the SimTrace 2 firmware unless they replace the microcontroller by themselves, which is still possible. But this works. So what we did was really write the firmware from scratch. So it's a new base. We fixed the high-speed communication. So now it is pretty reliable. I didn't see any mistakes with or any complaints for now, but this is quite recent. It's only a couple of months old, so maybe people will still say that they have issues. And most importantly, SimTrace has been diversified. It's not only this board. This board which you see here, it's called Sysmo QMod for quad modem, because you can have four modems on a board and four SIM cards also. And on the other side of this board, there are two SimTrace chips, which are there to actually emulate the SIM card. So instead of using the physical SIM card, you can tell the board, OK, now I want to emulate SIM cards. And on the host computer, you have a PCSC reader or a SIM card reader, and you just forward the traffic. So you don't have to manually remove the SIM card if you want to change SIM cards. And this card emulation works. So it works on this hardware. It doesn't work on SimTrace yet, but in a couple of weeks it will. And with that, so yeah, card emulation works, not on SimTrace yet, but it will come. It's just a question of time, because I want to spend time on it. So what's upcoming on SimTrace, or what is already working? SIM traffic, sniffing traffic works. Card emulation works also for the Sysmo QMod. For the other one, it will also come. Card reader almost works. I just have to release the firmware. And then there is also a quite nice new feature, which is using the card emulation called card server, where you can have really SIM banks, a bank of a lot of SIMs. And over the network, over internet, you can actually provide new SIM cards to the phone. So The purpose is you don't have to change any SIM card on your local phone anymore. You just have a server with a lot of banks, and then you have a controller which says, okay, now this device will use this SIM card. And Harald will talk about remote SIM in just after this talk. So, yeah, what's upcoming is card emulation on the SIM trace board. I also need it, so in a couple of weeks it will be there. USB-CC reader, just need to clean up the code and release the firmware. And there will also be a new SIM trace board, which is a lot more compliant with the other one. It will be a bit more professional than the first hackish device. So this will come in a couple of months, but SIM trace will always work on SysMoQ mode, on the old hardware. It will also work on the new hardware. There will be a lot of diversification. There will be even more boards. And the last thing, which is probably also very interesting, was the man in the middle. I need it myself, because when using the card server, one of the issues is that when a phone powers on, it reads a lot from the phone book, the SMSs, and a couple of files which are not really relevant anymore. But it takes a lot of bandwidth to the internet, and this adds a lot of latency, and it's not really useful information. So we'll have a small proxy which grabs these requests for reading the phone book and just send dumb information or very short information so I can keep the startup sequence very, very fast. So there will be a local proxy on the phone side, so there is the traffic on the card over the internet or over the network, over any network, can be reduced, and the latency can be also reduced. So that's also upcoming. Now there's still a lot to do, but SimTrace 2 is finally active. There is some funding and I'm working on it, so if you follow the news, and if you keep an eye on it, you will see a lot more coming. And with that, I'm done. Yeah, that's for us. And if you have any questions about SimTrace, feel free.
So if I use the SimTrace for sniffing, and then I want to use it as a card reader, do I have to refresh the firmware?
Currently, yes. In a couple of months, no. So there will be three USB configuration, and you can switch between the configuration. You can do card emulation, you can do tracing, or you can do CCID reader within a firmware as USB configuration. So with Linux, it's quite easy to do it, but the software which will provide, if you start the software, will switch the configuration and will use the mode you really require. This only applies to SimTrace, the board which I presented. For example, it doesn't make sense to have this switching or this firmware for QMod because it's not capable of tracing. It's only there for emulating. So these capabilities really depend on the hardware you will have.
Did I understand correctly? Like I can just take my old SimTrace and switch out the microcontroller and flash it?
Yeah. Okay. You just have to, if you have some soldering skills, change the microcontroller and you can reuse SimTrace 2, and it's the same. And actually, so SimTrace 2 is already sold in the SysMoCom shop. It's actually just that, the old hardware with the new microcontroller. So no difference there.
This is just a funny question. Is it possible to chain SimTrace devices?
To change what?
Is it to chain SimTrace devices, like with the remote SIM solution, you know, that one SimTrace emulation would be put into a SIM card reader?
Yes, I'm not sure what the purpose of that is, but yes, it is possible, because what you have on the SimTrace interface is really SIM card interface, so you can chain them, and as long as the cable is not too long and the signal gets lost, you can change these devices. Yes, so you could put SimTrace in SysMoQ mode. Even SysMoQ mode also has emulation. And actually, I modify SysMoQ mode because it's not able to trace communication. So if I want to debug what I'm developing on the SysMoQ mode, I'm actually using a SimTrace externally. So if that is your purpose, yeah.
I was just thinking about like a stress test, you know.
So testing. We don't do a lot of testing yet because it's a quite new project, but there will be testing. So about speeds, about the various cases, we will add testing as Harald presented, with a lot of testing. So this will also be part of the project once all the other features are implemented.
With card emulation, I guess you mean that instead of having a SIM, okay, communicating directly through the SIM trace, okay, with the device, there is like a software, okay, that through the SIM trace, it's emulating what the SIM is with the device, aren't you?
So what is emulated is not the SIM card itself. Currently, what is emulated is more of a forwarding. So SIMTrace really emulates the SIM card, but it still forwards the APDUs to the host computer. And for now, the host computer just forwards it to the card reader, a normal card reader. But you can change this host to provide anything else. Like a card.
Exactly. So because that's my question. Is there possibility of having like a preset script of APDU, so depending on the communication the modem has through the SIM trace,
yes,
I can respond with some prefix.
Yeah, you can. So this is not existing, so you can implement into the software, because right now the software is just forwarding to the card reader, but you can do anything you want with the APDUs, actually. And this is also part of what I will implement in the sort small man in the middle to actually respond to these read SMSs and read phone books. So it will pass, it will have some context and know in which folder it is, and just reply with things locally. And if it doesn't want to reply, we just continue forwarding. So you can actually reply any PDUs you want then. And probably to develop on SIM cards, it's could be useful, because you don't have to flash the SIM card, put the SIM card back in the phone. You can just use SIMTrace as emulation. But for now, there is no CardOS which anyone wants to implement, so it will just be on an APDU level. You will have to pass yourself. We don't have any full SIM card emulation in the sense that doing the crypto and so on. This is maybe for the future, but there's no plan currently for that. Any questions? Well, thank you.